Great,
have
thank
fun.
You.
Yeah.
Smile for the camera.
Hello. Right. Anyone?
I think there should be a break for Anne.
That should be this one.
Yeah.
But I think maybe that should be under.
Yeah, it's hard to know what that is. This is a bit of HTML goo. I think
yeah.
there should be a break for and. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
MBDA,
but this
is lambda.
Yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you
yes,
underline
of
the
course. Of course it is. Yeah.
You underline the goo in
and
each
goo
case,
case,
but not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon this stands for lambda?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. What's different? Just this.
Mm-hmm.
High excitation emission lines.
Mm.
I think high excitation should be in because it's just saying, it's talking about the species that the emission lines are coming from.
Yes. Mm. Okay. Right, you don't get that.
Let me up in nebulosity. ESO, I don't think, is an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agreed to keep Hubble?
To keep Hubble. For this,
that
should be
a source
well.
Type. Yeah. It's
but
yeah.
It's
do you think that's
name.
Part of the name? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no way of knowing.
Yeah. I think it is all.
Absorption line systems shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Absorption line systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
I'm talking about column densities, which is a derived property.
Yeah, these
yeah.
are species lines again, aren't they?
Yeah,
not
that's fine.
Individual lines.
And Lyman alpha cloud shouldn't be in there either.
Nope.
No, for some reason I seem to have just died on this
I win.
He got bored, probably. You're right there.
Okay.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score, like who wins.
yeah, I know. Is there a prize at the end? Bottle of champagne.
I've labelled that wrong.
Okay.
And you again.
That's a special feature. That's okay.
It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is. I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source, a separate source class.
I think in
Maybe
Phil's
would.
Paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago or last week?
I didn't need it.
I didn't know what he meant, but yes. I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGM with emission lines and one without, especially if it's X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that,
mm-hmm.
as long as that's red as well,
yeah.
which it is. Oh, galactic stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G-dwarf.
G-dwarfs are things, aren't they?
Presumably.
That's
all right
one.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here, I think.
right.
Our son is a G-dwarf.
There you go.
I saw it yesterday.
And cluster, you're right.
Yeah.
Absorption
by Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's the same Lyman Alpha Forest systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Although maybe there shouldn't be any. Yeah, I think there should still be
absorption. Yeah.
Radio loud quasar again. You might.
Emission model is definitely not. Why associated?
Now, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. does it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
What is associated absorption? It doesn't say it's associated
process,
with
though,
what?
Isn't it a process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to some physical thing.
Yeah.
So what it means then. Context.
Right.
And associated again.
Those are
mechanisms,
so they don't count, I don't think. I just missed it. That's it.
And we should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. Oh, it's only altering earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yeah.
Then
do, I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yes, the only problem is then if we've both been not marking it, there might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But
well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way that you like. It's not only about resolution, but sort of like coming up with a corrected version.
Right,
okay. These pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen the other one there, the quasar, right?
Yes,
right.
And this is exactly the same as the last one? Systems.
Yep.
IM galaxies.
Is it kind of a regular galaxy?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing there, sorry?
Hubble Deep Field is being marked. And absorption shouldn't be marked.
Yeah. Fine.
I don't think able cluster is different from cluster. Enable cluster is just...
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have able clusters.
Yeah,
right.
So, yeah.
Soft access.
That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
I'm
not arguing.
We can have soft access.
I agree.
We could come to blows over soft access.
You're right, because that's extended emission and Compton emission.
Okay.
I think you're right in both of those.
Yeah. Okay.
X-ray BL lacks and radio BL lacks, I think, are because the BL within should be marked.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
That's fine.
Onto this one
now.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No?
No, for continuum.
No.
Okay. CO luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah, that's fine.
Too hot.
I can agree with taking that out.
It's a region.
The so-called.
It shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should be.
Because
Because it's a region.
If we talk about the borderline region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
And it's the same, it's just, it's not very...
Yeah, it's badly written.
So cold.
Infrared galaxies. We said not to mark things based solely on sources defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies.
Yeah, just galaxies.
And starbursts count?
Yes, they do.
Sure.
Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about starburst galaxies rather than starbursts within a galaxy. But they are starburst galaxies.
Yes, they are.
And galaxies?
Galaxies.
Continue or continuum flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really make
it doesn't
a difference.
Really matter. What I'd say continuum flux, but obviously.
Let's
but
flux
I don't
in,
care.
But in most of these cases, we've put flux in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The same as feature.
Board line.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to say put it in.
Oh.
The lack of borderline polarization. Borderline polarization, is that a spectral feature?
I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
No, you can't.
You can't get just from a spectrum.
To it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by polarized light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would actually leave it with only those broad line in it. I think that's what you have been doing earlier
property.
On.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what was marked here. Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
Oops. We're missing weak line. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies.
No. I said that weak line was, because it's a modifier, should be included, which I think it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies, this should be underlined. This should be green.
Okay.
Well,
actually,
sorry. I think this cut up page continues in the next.
Oh right. Okay. Side. Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah. Line? Characterized right. But unusually.
Okay, so the question is...
Oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's different.
Yeah, no, you've got line.
Different
to
any weak
line.
Oh,
I've got line. That's fine.
No.
Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh, yeah.
So there's
a line there as well.
But I think weak line should be in.
And an and.
Okay.
It's different as well.
In the same way that if you have broad line, it would be in
there.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Right.
Do-do-do. Galactic black hole candidates.
We just made that up.
And gave it an acronym.
Yeah.
HC.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's not a source.
Yeah. I don't think
so.
That's okay.
Line again. Mm-hmm. We've got emission line in the ratios. That's fine. Infrared galaxies.
Yeah.
Right again. Oh, no,
it's not right.
Yeah.
Mm. Line emitting gas, I don't like. Yeah. Far infrared galaxies we can't have.
That's okay. Emission feature, which we're including now.
That's okay. Damped Lyman alpha absorption trust the same, right? Yeah. Emission feature.
Mm-hmm. Star forming galaxies.
That can't be in.
No, we can't. Star forming galaxies should be in.
Yes.
That's what we did earlier anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
That should be in.
Protogalactic clump.
No, they just made that
up as
well.
That is not a source type.
No.
Not
what were you thinking?
It's a lump. Something. Emission feature again.
Yeah. DPLA absorption.
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says it
that's
covers
a
significantly small angular size. It's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process. Source.
Yeah,
let
me cross
it
out. Features.
Yeah.
Feature again.
It's a feature. Yeah, okay.
Is a feature a spectral feature?
Yeah. Okay.
Don't climb out of us again.
Yeah, you don't get that. Yeah. Those are regions, globs.
Yeah.
Nebulae.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
No line should be in.
Yeah. X-ray BLX. Yeah, that's okay. Intermediate types. Now, if we
put in type 1.8 and type 1.9.
Did we in the end? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
It should be in.
You get it then. That doesn't go in. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, this is complicated.
Right. That's okay. We don't like systems.
And we don't like that one. And we don't like that one.
Nope. Yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on though. Wasn't there one just a minute ago in which we had a line?
Yes, we are taking out line on its own.
Right.
So we yes.
But you just.
Every time.
Keeping lines there.
Yes,
so
we have to take.
What line are we taking?
In general, every time there's been line. Yes, there's been line. Okay, it's
line width.
But it's still. Whereas that's lines. Have we had any just where it says
line ratios?
Ratios?
We've been taking out line as a. Word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going. Yeah. But
right.
Lines are still lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I think
that's okay.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Right, I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing.
I'm not the whole thing there.
Absorption features in the UV spectra.
Or in the UV. I don't think spectra should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave boundary, we're putting it in.
Okay. It's likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I'm right. And here, I think I'm right again.
Line center you can point to. Not like line width, but you can point to line center. In fact, the whole thing should be highlighted, I think.
Line center?
You can point to the line wings.
You'd say line wings. All right, you get it.
That's
right, you win. Eclipsing, I don't think.
Yeah, no, that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah, you're right there.
You're right, starburst. Oh, starburst-like activity. That's, I don't think that's a class. It's a action.
Yeah, but then AGN-like activity.
Yeah.
But
that has to go as well.
An AGN is a class.
A starburst,
is a class.
A starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
An AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting starbursts. A starburst galaxies.
We're counting starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, then that's fair
no,
enough.
No, but a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AEG, an active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to.
Well, from the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before and if you feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in this case, even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay, let's keep it.
I think they're the same. They either have to both stay or both go, I think they should stay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was maybe if it was star forming. Like activity, it would be different, but yeah.
Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right, but starburst is different. Okay, we've just got this split up. I think that should be H. You're right, it's two. It's a wavelength region.
It's a wavelength
still,
region.
But you're saying between that line and that line.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm right here. That's
you
part
are,
of
yes,
the name.
It's all part of the name. Line wishes.
Okay. Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies
have it.
Should be in.
But galaxies should be in.
Ooh. So we need to write that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh, what have we done?
Oh no, the other same. Sorry, I missed that. Absorption line systems.
Hubble.
Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah. Oh.
Galaxy
in
distribution.
In the galaxy distribution.
Still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines.
Yeah, we did
yes.
it before. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, okay.
That
we weren't doing
spectrum.
Spectral shapes, were we?
Yes, don't include flat spectrum. Quasars?
Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. Oh, weak O3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Low ionization. Well, they're low bowels, aren't they?
Are they?
Low bowel is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
That
counts.
I don't know if high bowels are, but low bowels are.
They are. Mm-hmm. It's a big joke.
Oh, right.
High bowels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
I shouldn't. You're right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
emission line
that's
candidates.
Going. That means objects that are identified
yes,
and maybe
right.
at a particular redshift based on it. Yeah. Doesn't count.
Continuum, I think, should be in. Although it's talking about continuum. Yeah, continuum. Continuum flux. It should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
I thought we had. We'd put in.
I don't remember about luminosities. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't doing broadband detections, but we were doing, yeah. It's nice tea.
Mine too.
Now, what were we doing if...
Radio lag quasars should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you wouldn't in language speak. Mark each conduct as a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is it goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2.
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio log quasars is a thing.
All right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in the...
Mm-hmm. If it was radio loud quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one.
As one.
I don't know what you.
Okay.
That's whatever's easiest for you.
No.
Yes, take it out. Haunt me, isn't it? Spectral
yeah.
components.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
Hubble deep field again.
Mm-hmm.
Emission line objects.
No, we can't
have
that.
Shouldn't be in either of them.
Yeah.
Meteor quasar should be
source type. Yeah,
that's right. Now you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah. Oh.
IGM, I've done again.
Right.
This is nice and easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Components.
Yeah.
We
can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
But we want the line still. The galaxy, galaxy or galaxy?
The galaxy.
Given that it is the galaxy. It should be the galaxy, I
it
guess.
It should be the galaxy, yeah.
It's a proper, whatever the word is.
HVC complexes. I don't know what HVC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross it out.
Do you know what HVC stands for? Known to lie in the direction of high-velocity clouds.
High-velocity
clouds.
That
should be in there.
That's right.
Yes, but it's better. ICM.
Mm-hmm.
Scuba.
Scuba. That's an instrument.
Sometimes, anyway, when it works.
You're right there. Should be this, and it probably is. That's probably what
no, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Now Alina and Jane are different. I missed out that.
Right.
HB to
line
width.
I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HB to, I think, given that we're not putting line width itself.
Okay.
Even line if it is line width. You can have flux.
Hey.
HB2 should be in.
Yep.
Nope. Not that line, but we want enhanced.
Do we?
Why?
We wanted, unless it's relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak word relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
And the same.
Sorry, the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? The wasn't it the, according to the acronym rule, the first one?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity, acronym?
No,
but
only
when
it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside mark it all as one entity.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
I don't think I was doing that.
Yes, I don't know how many times I've missed that either.
Yeah, I've missed that a lot. Yeah.
Weak emission, I think, should be in there.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If we're including emission.
Are you?
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true. So we shouldn't have that on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then weak
emission
commission
levels is just a way of
yeah.
saying, yeah,
no.
I agree.
Okay. Nothing at all.
Starburst contribution.
That's not a separate.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Red continuum should be in.
Okay.
Forward line emission in the rest frame UV should be one.
Yeah, that should be out.
Yeah. Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lines. Yeah, this is a rate of transfer thing. So they don't mean, they mean photons in the lines escape. Not that, that's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, that's true. Associated again, which means
Nothing. Continuum source shouldn't be in.
Mm-mm.
And associated shouldn't be in. CTIO.
That should be. Oh wait, is that?
What does it stand
that's
for?
That's an observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the CTIO 4 meter? The that name of that
thing.
Telescope.
The name.
Yeah.
And the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yes, but it's also a telescope, and I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope, the CTIO 4 meter telescope is must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the Blanco, actually, usually. Yeah. But anyway. I don't mind.
We're
including observatory if it refers. If it's part of the proper name of an instrument.
But then we have to include 4 meter as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Up to the telescope? No, just 4 meter.
Yeah. Right.
Iron should be in there.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it's not.
What is that comma doing there?
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended iron lines.
Yeah.
So they do mean iron lines then?
Yes.
So it should be in.
Yeah.
And we're keeping line in because it's strength. Yeah. Continuum flux. We should have all in.
We're doing that, yeah. Do-do-do. No!
No! There's going to be hundreds of those. This is quick.
Damped Lyman alpha QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar. I don't know a lot about quasars.
I don't know what that means either. One damped Lyman alpha QSO is. It's not a source type. That's definitely true.
No.
Yeah. That's okay. DAWDs.
What's D?
White dwarf?
There's WDs. It's 25 of DA type and 6 of DB type.
It has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different
white dwarf
class.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Yes, you're fine with that.
I'd put multiple in there. We're not supposed to do components.
No, that's right.
So neither of them.
Okay.
That all goes.
Or, that's right. No absorption lines. That should be highlighted. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs, no. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah,
we're doing ultra-luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
But so we should do...
I guess you should keep it then.
Yeah. Mm. People
only
discuss them as a
separate class.
Physically
distinct.
They are as much as ultra-luminous galaxies are.
Okay. No absorption lines should
be
in. And the same here. I didn't manage not to do associated ones.
Excellent. Regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Oh, A and B.
And we... Oh gosh, what if we can do about A?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are right, yeah. Strong, soft X-ray flux. Yeah, you can point to that.
Okay.
And that's associated absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL outflow. That doesn't count.
And absorption in small clouds is that?
Doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again. And
I didn't.
Blue wings of this and this and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And this. And presumably that's red there.
Yeah, I don't know what. This
I think
means.
If the line's too long, you've highlighted
it
all as one.
Oh, I highlighted it all as one. Right.
And I've highlighted it separate. It should be separate.
Okay. Yeah.
What's this N thing? Because that is not marked in the.
I think if the line's too long, it's only putting the bottom line because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the
the N as well.
Yeah, but I think it probably was and it just hasn't printed because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you
so your
at,
end
look at what
starts,
Olivia's done here.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So N probably.
So you're mostly setting for the solution where you mark all conducts.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
So components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. I suppose that's right.
But it's is that also the name of the source?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah.
Line
broadness.
I think that should be in.
That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark line
That's
width.
That's true. Well, okay, yeah. So we've been in here.
Rich iron spectrum.
You're probably right. It is a feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectral feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
yeah.
Well, kind of. It's and if you had a spectrum, you have all the lines of actually lots of different elements,
mm-hmm.
and you have to work out that all the ones which are iron lines. Then mm-hmm. after that, you look and say, has a lot of iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feature of the whole spectrum,
yeah.
rather than you can't see.
Yeah.
There's
a
rich
iron
spectrum.
Right.
I would say
that's
this is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's like a derived property.
Yeah.
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 I think so.
Yes, it's not a spectral feature. It's a feature
mm-hmm.
of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's not.
Which is different.
Shouldn't go in.
Mm.
Yes. And
it's
then
everything.
We're the same.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to do this now.
Yeah. We're going to make it to our second cookie break.
Giant ellipticals or ellipticals.
We
were
in mind.
I don't know.
Are giant ellipticals separate things? I don't know.
Yeah. I
they
think
are
so.
Separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
Yeah.
In the ETA BTGs
okay.
and things.
Yeah.
Line emitting gas, I'll get in.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes, I think you want ionized in there.
Really?
Hmm?
You think?
Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
Emission from high excitation lines.
Yeah, that's exactly the same as.
It's pointing there and saying, look, there's a high excitation emission, and there's non high excitation.
Okay,
yeah.
If you both think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Line ratio.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you've got X-ray source R117.
Now our line sieve at one should all be one with the red inside it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's. This is describing the band you do the observations in?
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that counts?
I think so.
We've included it before when you've said this has been detected.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
from. I think should be in this.
Yeah, okay.
Emission lens.
Yeah.
Quasars are missed.
Yep. Ooh, those shouldn't be there, should they? No.
Templum is not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, hang on though, but. Isn't it just. Describe your mechanism there. It isn't a spectral feature such as.
No, I think it's a spectral feature. You can point to the damp climb and alpha absorption in the same way you can point to HB2 emission, although HB2 emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, damp climb and alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too. I think, especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift. Absorption. That's not really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp climate alpha absorbing because it just shifted in the spectrum there.
I'm not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB2 absorption? And you just took out the low redshift. Quasars with HB2 absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damp climb and alpha absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But I can't remember
both.
What we've done before.
Because we've... Every feature is produced
well,
by
it
a
was,
process.
If it was absorption in damp climb and alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it says. Whether it means with low redshift damp climate alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp climate alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say there's the damp climate alpha absorption, there's
yeah,
the.
Yeah, well, that's true.
In the same
that's
way that they said, you know, HB2 emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we've both marked it.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
that should
okay.
be in there.
Micro quasars.
They're dubbed micro quasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard of it referred to since, but.
Yeah.
But it does talk about the micro quasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have me. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where you know they've just got ultra-luminous and, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they... What defines a microquasar?
Same as a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very extreme.
But...
I guess keep it, probably. Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei starburst galaxy.
I've made that one, though. Certainly, I've never heard of that one before.
There's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies.
No.
So that, do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that
yeah,
has
that's got it in.
That should
so
be
that's
in.
Okay, yeah.
Starburst nuclei. You're right. Oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region within
yeah,
an object which would not
right.
be observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry, what happened now? So you found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has starburst in it, galaxies in it, in the S. And if the
okay.
acronym includes it.
Oh, right, okay.
Then it has to be in there. Continuum flux you can have.
Mm-hmm.
UV and optical emission line. Ratios.
Yeah.
I think all of that goes then, doesn't it? Sure.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So yeah.
UV and optical UV and optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No.
Yeah. No, it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Now emission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because type 2 supergalaxies are one.
Yeah, so that's fine.
That's right. As long as this is
plus red.
Yep. TV gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing broadband detections.
Broadband detections, yeah. Right. Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument
it
name.
It is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but it's got object.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is
it's an
instrument. It's not a telescope, but it's an instrument.
Okay. So you can have that. Right. At the other one, we stopped after a 4 meter. So
oh, yes,
should
it should be.
There as well.
No emission lines from higher.
Yeah. We did it this way before.
Yep. Absorption features. Weak continuum.
Yeah.
That should be
you're
separate.
Right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Mm-hmm. Narrow line region emission.
Yep.
Oh,
that's
I think that goes out.
In the narrow line region. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
Narrow line emission should be in.
Yep. White dwarfs is a source type.
A phyllo bell is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid that maybe NK is. Oh no, Keck Observatory. Yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
was going in.
We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's right.
At all. Yep. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. Isoelectronic. Ooh. Yeah.
Radio quasars.
Yeah.
Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does. Yeah.
UVXS is all right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a special feature. We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, were we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class. Yes, we're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
we are putting them in because it's so broadband. But yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Mind strengths.
No,
means equivalent widths, yeah.
I missed group. Subaru telescope, you're right.
Yep.
That's it.
Hey!
Hey, wow.
Excellent.
It's under a proper name because it's got the capital T.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Hooray!
Wonderful.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
Amazing.
But once we got them identified, a lot of them were.
Yeah.
The same problem going round and round.
Yeah.
Where's the bin in here? And what's the point? Can I get to it without
carrying
my little bits of wire with me? Excuse me, camera. I just had a bin. And there isn't one, is there?
Do we need to remain wired up or are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
We're done.
Excellent.
Right. Oh, great.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
But Melissa, now that we're done here.
You've done your best.
You can just sit. I'll put it next to there so people know what it is.
Just looks excellent.
That was very straightforward.
Yeah, not so bad.
We have a lot of agreements.
Are we all going to the observatory?
I'm not. I'm going to my other office in Nest.
Thanks for back. How are you getting up?
Well, I was going to say we'll take a taxi, but it's just me. Maybe I'll wait for a bus or something.
Can I just
I
hold
to
back
cycle.
Yeah.